I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Mexican state of Sonora sits just south of the border from Arizona. When Arizona enacted its controversial immigration bill last summertime, schools in Sonora saw a surge in enrollment. The new students came from the United States. They're the children of immigrants who went back to Mexico. The kids were usually born or raised north of the border here in the U.S., but many of them couldn't read, write, or even speak Spanish. Now Sonoran schools are faced with a problem that's all too familiar to many American school districts: how to educate students who don't speak the language and don't know the culture. From the Fronteras desk at station KJZZ, Devin Brown reports.
Fidal Avalos is the only 16-year-old at the 38th Secundaria School in Nogales, Mexico, who speaks with a southern twang.
Like I said, my English is better than my Spanish.
Fidal was born in Mexico but raised in Raleigh, North Carolina. He grew up listening to his mom speak Spanish, but he always answered her in English, and he never learned to read or write in Spanish. So when he started school in Mexico last fall, he was lost.
Yeah, so I had problems with that. I struggled with the works, like the homeworks and everything that they give me because it's in Spanish.
This was a problem not only for Fidal. Sonora's Department of Education reports that the number of migrant school kids from the U.S. has gone up by nearly 25% in the past year. Their families returned mostly because of the lagging American economy and rising fears of deportation. There are now about 9,000 of these students in Sonora, all with varying levels of Spanish. And many teachers don't know what to do with them, says Sandra Hernandez. She's a superintendent of schools in Nogales.
They say, what am I going to do if he doesn't understand Spanish? Okay, don't be afraid. We can work with him because he's only one, two, or three per class.
The numbers are still small compared to the numbers of Spanish-speaking students in, say, Arizona or California. In Sonora, these English-speaking kids have the advantage of true immersion. They're in homes of families who speak Spanish and in neighborhoods where everything is in Spanish, says Hernandez.
When a kid comes from the United States, they learn so fast Spanish. Believe me.
But not fast enough, says Fidal Avalos. He finds learning to read and write academic Spanish hard, and adapting to the culture even harder.
When I had just got here, I was so depressed. I didn't want to go into classes. I didn't want to eat. I didn't even want to talk to my mom. I just wanted to go back.
Sonora's Department of Education recently surveyed the new migrant students and found that many of them are unhappy here. 80% said they want to go back to the United States. So in March, the department piloted a new support program for them. The department's Jesus Ramirez Cordova says many of these students are in Mexico against their will. If their parents weren't deported, they often fled the states out of the fear that they would be.
They were changed from one place to another place without being asked. Yeah, their parents just got them, brought them over, or maybe their parents were also brought over without asking them. And that made them feel not very good, not very well.
Fidal is unusual. He came here voluntarily because he wanted to know more about where he was born. But he says it's tough to fit in. He and another migrant student, Marcos Torres, say the kids here tease them about their music, their clothes, and their Justin Bieber haircuts.
Yeah, they told us to stop wearing skinny jeans.
People here tease you because they call you gringo and stuff like that.
They act like if we weren't Mexicans like them.
And Fidel says he's not like them. He likes football and fried chicken. He's too American. Now he just wants to go back to North Carolina, the place he says he's really from.
Yeah, I came here and I've seen what it's like, and I just want to go back and not come back here.
Fidel's recently applied to renew his visa so that he can go back to Raleigh and live with his uncle while he finishes high school. His application is still pending. For The World, I'm Devin Brown in Nogales, Mexico.